This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Good afternoon, Clay and Emma. How are you both today?
Radiator Gareth.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How's yourself?
Yes.
We were talking to Farmer Brian and Mary about the cat and the way that it attacked water dragon. And I think cats have something in their claws that sort of, those scratches don't really go away very quickly.
My hands are clawed up already for my little cat.
Yeah. They're definitely no good. The feral ones out there in the environment. Yeah, doing a lot more damage than they are good, unfortunately. But, we're trying to get on top of it, I think. I think Australia's got the right attitude towards them.
Now, you said the cats out there get quite big, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They get very big because it's all just about survival of the fittest, out west. The biggest ones survive and breed and, their genetics carries on, and the cats just get bigger and bigger as they go. And, some of them out there, they're the size of my Kelpie, they're pretty big. But, I reckon we'll get on top of it one day. But we've got to have the government and the councils and all that supporting us as well.
And that's the only way.
Exactly. And same goes for feral dogs and, everything else. I was down at Texas just on the weekend.
Yeah,
it was wonderful. Yeah, it was wonderful. Good camping trip.
Weather was lovely.
Yeah, it was good. It only sprinkled for about 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and that was sort of enough just to wet the ground.
Better than it being just totally dry, though, and depressing.
Yeah. It's a pretty barren place. As you've seen, and it's a very rocky country. But we saw a couple of foxes down there as well, do our best to, help out the environment in that sense, and get their population down.
Yeah. And what do you think about domestic cats? Like, I am by all no means, an educated person about cats in general. But a lot of people that have come over and visited, they're like, your cat sits at the door. Why don't you let him out kind of thing? He hasn't been outside
before. I'm a definite keep your cats indoors 24/7. Or if you have a large bird aviary or I don't really know what they call a cat run, caged area outside, then that's good for them. But I know a lot of people let their cats roam around during the day, I'm not really going to go around and pick fights with people who do that. But 100%, if nothing else, keep your cats inside at night time, because that's when they are very out there and hunting. And it doesn't matter how, beautiful and soft and cuddly and friendly your cat is.
That's what they're hardwired to do, really.
It still wants to go out. And even if it's only a couple of skinks in the garden or something, it's still the Australian wildlife. So,
yeah, 100%. I'm sitting more the inside, so I don't really want him to go outside. Mm. And I found a guy who actually creates cat runs in your house, connecting out to the back balcony or whatever, or the backyard.
So
you can actually cat-proof your back deck or whatever you have.
Yeah,
which is awesome, and create little sitting spaces for the adults to sit inside as well. We've got possums and birds around, and I just don't want to, as much as they annoy me and they eat all the veggies from my veggie patch, the possums.
Marigolds.
Yeah, I need to grow them.
Yeah, plant the marigolds in there.
I kind of gave up. Look, they just found the veggies twice, and I just gave up.
Oh, no.
Well, at least they had a good meal.
Oh, they did. They were loving their life, so. Oh, my God, that's so interesting. And, as much as you see a cat out in the wild, you probably, I would go, that's a cute cat. What's he doing out here?
Have you ever seen a feral?
I have out of the desert where my family are from, but
they're
young.
They're nasty looking.
Yeah, they're feral, aren't they? Actual feral.
They look feral. They look feral and they are feral.
Yeah.
Bit like yourself, Clay.
Yeah, man. Except no one's after me with the 22. Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.